The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed on the third day and be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct." The Gospel of the Lord. In 1984, when Poland was still under communist control, the Prime Minister ordered all crucifixes be removed from the classroom walls. Catholic bishops protested the ban, which had stirred waves of anger and resentment all across Poland. Ultimately, the government relented, insisting that the law remain on the books, but agreeing not to press for the removal of the crucifixes, particularly in the school classrooms. But one zealous communist school administrator took the crosses down from his 7 lecture halls, where they had hung since the school's founding in the early 20s. Days later, a group of parents entered the school and hung more crosses. The administrator promptly had these taken down as well. The next day, 2/3 of the school's 600 students staged a sit-in. When heavily armed riot police arrived, the students were forced into the streets. Then they marched, crucifixes held to the sky, to a nearby Catholic church, where they were joined by 2,500 other students from nearby schools for a morning of prayer in protest against the government decision. Soldiers surrounded the school. They attempted to enter, but the press was there as well, and pictures from inside of students holding crosses high above their heads flashed around the world. So did the words of the priest who delivered this message to the weeping congregation that morning. "There is no Poland without a cross. Perhaps the cross has come to symbolize comfort to us because we had to sacrifice little in our lives. The more we are called upon to carry our own crosses, the more we will understand that the one our Savior carried outside the city gates to the hill called Golgotha." Now, to learn from our gospel tonight what exactly this has to do with me, we hear just last week Peter publicly professing his faith in Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ, the one who is to come. Yet when Christ proclaims tonight that he would have to be killed, Peter rebukes Jesus, saying, "Don't say such things. You can't die." And Jesus responds with his own rebuke, which seems rather harsh. "Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me." I pray that we never hear that phrase from Christ. Yet I know we can all be obstacles for the working of God in our world. How often do we ignore what God is calling us to? I see in our youth such great talents and skills just waiting to be tapped. I see such great wisdom and experience in our adults just waiting to be heard. Yet are we listening? Are we sharing? Our goal every day should be to follow Jesus Christ, not have him follow us. When we do our will instead of the will of God, we become an obstacle to God in this world. We do our will and ignore God's will when we don't pick up our crosses and move forward. We do our will when we say to ourselves, I'm too old for this, or I'm too young for this, or I'm too tired. The list could go on. Jesus Christ is calling each and every one of us to follow him. All he asks us to do is lay down our wills and pick up that cross. The students in Poland in 1984 followed his will. They saw injustice and they spoke out against it. When we see injustice in our world, when we see pain and suffering in our world, it is our duty to call it out and work towards fixing this issue. And when we don't, we become like Peter, and we can hear the Lord say, you are an obstacle to me. But we have faith, and we have hope that when we try, and we try to follow what God wants us to do in our lives, when we pray and he speaks to us, when we receive the Eucharist and he comes to us, that we are following his will, that we can say, yes, Lord, I have picked up my cross. I do follow you. Let us take an opportunity this week to seek out areas in our life where we can do better to follow the will of God. So not as to be obstacles, but rather a viaduct of the mercy and the love of God. Let us seek out ways of peace to continue to spread the good news, not resorting to violence and name-calling, but rather seeking out God in every person, even in our enemies.